The sales are between Thorne Bay and Kaufman Cove on northeast Prince of Wales Island. They're part of the larger Big Thorne sale area, which is tied up with court challenges. Officials recently sold nearly 100 million board feet of Big Thorne timber to Viking Lumber, Southeast's largest mill. Tonga's supervisor, Forrest Cole, says the three smaller sales total less than 5% of that amount.
There's a fairly significant number of small operators on Prince of Wales, and these projects have been set up specifically for them.
The smaller mills, some part-time businesses, have lobbied the Forest Service for sales they can afford to bid on. Cole says the goal is to keep them operating.
They are larger than typical sales that they deal with, but the concept for these projects is similar to the Big Thorne, to try to get a longer-term amount of wood available to the smaller operators.
Several conservation groups have sued to block sales in the Big Thorne area. One is Greenpeace, where Sitka's Larry Edwards is Alaska Forest campaigner.
We think that the whole Big Thorne sale needs to be set aside and the legal matter decided before any sales are made at all.
Others involved include the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, the Alaska Wilderness League, the Greater Southeast Alaska Conservation Community, and the Center for Biological Diversity. They say Big Thorne sales will hurt deer and wolf populations. Governor Sean Parnell's administration has filed to become involved in the legal battle. The state fears the Forest Service will not adequately defend its decisions. While the sales are designed for smaller mills, Cole says there's no guarantee they'll get the trees.
Everybody can put a bid in on it. These are being put out as timber sale contracts, so highest bidder wins. Given that the larger operator just picked up about 100 million feet, we suspect that there would probably be less interest there and more interest by the smaller operators.
The Forest Service estimates the three small sales value at about $750,000.
These projects are all old growth and off existing road systems. We've got about 2,300 acres of young growth that we intend to put up at a later date, but it's in a form of commercial thinning, and we have not got to that point yet.
While the Forest Service is moving ahead with the sales, it's promised to delay logging until next spring. Cole says that should be enough time to address the court challenges. But Greenpeace's Edwards says it's not a done deal.
We haven't heard from the court yet if they've agreed to the April 1st date, so there's still a question mark there. But if there's no activity on any of these projects until the decision is made by the court, that's certainly a plus.
The sales are called Buck Rush, Last Stand, and In Between. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.